Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 25, Mahikeng 30. Die voormalige burgemeesterskomitee lid vir gemeenskapsontwikkeling in Johannesburg, Kobela Gomanda, dreig om die stad as 'n speaker hof toe te sleep oor sy afdanking. Gomanda, wie die voormalige burgemeester was, is afgedank na sy beweerde betrokkenheid by bedrieglike begrafnispolisse. Mangalisa Kamala berig.
In a letter written to Speaker Mthembu, Gomanda's legal team states he only learned about his dismissal as MMC through a media statement issued by the mayor's office. Gomanda also accuses the speaker of creating an atmosphere of hostility and bias against him through the public statements by Speaker Mthembu. Gomanda's legal team has given Mthembu until tomorrow morning to address what they deem as procedural and substantive issues with his dismissal or face court action. He also demands that the speaker withdraws her public comments and issue a public apology by 8 a.m. tomorrow. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Die speaker Nobuhle Khumalo se kantoor sê sy sal nie kommentaar lewer nie. Die minister van internasionale betrekkinge, Ronald Lamola, sê hy is versigtig optimisties oor die land se verhouding met die Verenigde State na die verkiesing van Donald Trump. Trump sal na verwagting vandag in die Withuis besoek. Lamola het die verhouding met Amerika beskryf as dinamies.
And I think the outcomes of the elections reflect that reality. That our relationship continues to be dynamic and evolving, and we should continue to engage with the U.S. at all levels to continue to strengthen this dynamic and evolving relationship.
Not in My Name International vra dat alle ongeregistreerde spaza-winkels in die land onmiddellik gesluit word. Die onlangse uitbreking van voedselverwante siektes het gelei tot die dood van 23 kinders net in Gauteng. Die organisasie se woordvoerder, Themba Masango, sê die regering moet hierdie uitbreking as nasionale noodtoestand verklaar.
We are urging civil society, community leaders and patriots to organize and unite for the survival of our communities. We can no longer afford to be bystanders in this chemical warfare targeting our children. We condemn the lack of political will to address this crisis. We demand swift action, accountability and transparency in investigating and resolving this pandemic, not some PR stunts.
Die hoof van die internasionale atomiese energie en agentskap, Rafael Grossi, sal na verwagting vandag Iran besoek vir gesprekke oor die land se kernprogram. Die gesprekke kom te midde van toenemende spanning in die streek. Israel en Iran het aanvalle op mekaar uitgevoer sedert die begin van Israel se oorlog teen Hamas in Gaza. En Banyana Banyana se afrigter Desiree Ellis word volgende woensdag in die Suid-Afrikaanse Heldesaal ingehuldig. Sy word vereer vir haar talle prestasies, insluitend om die span in 2022 tot 'n geskiedkundige Afrika-beker titel vir vroue te voer. Ek is Emil Pinaar, our top story this hour, Gomanda threatens legal action against Joburg speaker.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.